Thank you for tuning in to the Cerrito House of Worship. It is our hope and belief that God will speak to you through His Word today. He is able to do far more than you could ask or even imagine.
You know, I was just a little while ago, just getting these family feelings. I don't know what's going on. Family. And Pastor John preached on family a few months ago. I'm not sure when it was. But folks, we are family. Is that right? We're to treat each other as like family. Is that right? Hallelujah. This is not a business. Is that right? How many know this ain't a business? This is a family. Hallelujah. We're brothers and sisters in Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Headed for a home. Hallelujah. They're all going to rejoice in. You know what? I got a feeling it's going to be crowded. But then again, it's not going to be crowded. Is that right? Come on, man. Hallelujah. You think God's got it all planned out? Oh, yeah. Praise God. Yeah, California king size beds for everybody. Amen. Hallelujah. Plenty of rest. Today's sermon today, we've been continue talking about strength. I really believe God is strengthening the body of Christ. And today's sermon is strength through rest. Hallelujah. You got that? Anybody? Hello. God's calling. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. It's a privilege to be in the family with every one of you. It really is. I thank you guys. I thank you for all who you are in Christ, and you're my brother and you're my sister. And I thank God for that, bringing us together as a family. I think it's awesome. I think it's just crazy. Crazy cool. Is that right? Yeah. Listening to something the other day, and it was about a guy that, you know, at my house, I wash the dishes. How many of you guys know that? Yeah, is that okay? I'm the dishwasher. Is that right, Rosie? And I don't stick them in the dishwasher. I wash the dishes. That's what I do. Ever since I retired from the mine, that's my new job. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I like doing it. I love doing it. When my family comes over, Rebecca, do I wash dishes? Where's she? I mean, Oscar, wherever you guys at. I mean, someone don't, you know, do we wash the dishes? I like to wash it. I do the dishes. And they'll help me sometimes. Sometimes they don't. But you know, that's my part of the family. Is that right? Nobody pays me to do it. That's my part of the family. I do it because it's my family. And somehow I'm feeling that same connection with all of you. I do this because you're my family, because I love you guys, and I care about you, and I care about what the messages sound like. I you don't know how many messages I trash during the week until Saturday night. And by Saturday night, you better get ready, because it's coming early in the morning. Is that right? And it's funny, because God is faithful as faithful can be. He'll always give me something. And He's always been real, I guess, we'll put it short. He just puts up with me. How's that sound? Is that okay? He puts up with me. Because I say, Lord, that's not good. No, that's not good. Next thing I know, okay, God, all right, I'll go your way, God. That's good. That's good. All right, I like that. Hallelujah. And even this week, I was saying, Lord, maybe I'm going to move off of that word strength. And He said, no, don't move off that word. Folks, I'm serious. God is talking to us about strength. He's trying to strengthen the body of Christ. He's desiring to strengthen. If there's ever a time the body of Christ has needed strength, it's now. Right now is we're in the days that God is saying, I'm trying to strengthen them. I want you strong. Is that right? The word of God says in Daniel, they that do know the Lord will be strong and do exploits. So how many of you into doing exploits? Not very many of you. Yeah. Well, guess what? They're coming at you. Praise God. They're going to come towards you, man. Say, what? Yeah. I better ask that again. How many of you are in for doing exploits for God? Hallelujah. Come on, man. I mean, it's time. It really is time to step into those things that God has for you. Hallelujah. We are family. Like I say, we do things together. If I don't knock my chin off, we do things as a family. And yesterday we had a good family outing, didn't we? Amen. Yeah, was that a good family outing? Praise God. Yeah. I don't do a lot. I just stand out there and joke with people. The rest of all the work is going on behind me, you know. But anyway, they told me, that's your job, Henry. I said, okay, Cool, man. I'll do that, man. So, praise God. Run folks off. No, I don't know. I'm not going back over there. That guy's nuts. Praise God. Just thinking, this morning's message is thinking about Moses and children of Israel and in Egypt. And they had never seen, really, all the 400 years that Israelites were in Egypt. But this last bunch that God was getting ready to move out, they had not seen anything of God. You guys know that? When Moses showed up, he said, "Hey, man, God sent me to pull you out of here." And they were happy because they said, "Hey, yeah, these guys are treating us bad. They're really treating us bad. So, yeah, we want to go." But then when things start going hard on them there in Egypt, because Pharaoh didn't want to release them, and God was going after Pharaoh. How many know that? Flies in his dinner. Is that right? I mean, frogs, stinking frogs while you're trying to eat your breakfast. Is that okay? I mean, things were happening in Egypt, and it was because God was after his kids to take them out of Egypt. And he was going to show the whole world, Pharaoh, that there's a God in heaven. And I was thinking about that, and the children of Israel had never seen anything with God. Never, I mean, they've heard about the Lord. They'd heard all the stories of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, their grandfathers, their founding fathers, and they heard all the stories, but they had not really seen anything. But now all of a sudden they're seeing these things happening right in front of their faces. They're seeing God judge the land of Egypt on their behalf. And so it's kind of a cool, kind of a real neat thing. But what I want to start is right when the children of Israel are coming out of Egypt. And I want to start there, if you will. So if you will, open your Bibles. How many of you got your Bibles this morning? I don't want to see cell phones. I want to see Bibles. Come on, hold up your Bible. I'm just kidding you. I'm kidding you. Hallelujah. I know a lot of people use cell phones. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Forgetting how to turn pages. Turning pages is more like this or over this way or whatever. Hallelujah. So if you would open your Bible to Exodus chapter 13, verse 21 and 22. And we're going to pray. Father, we thank you for your word. Father, I ask you, Lord, that you would open our hearts this morning, that you would just speak to our hearts, Lord. Show us, Father God, show us things that we need for today. Father, each and every one of us have a different story. And you know every story. So, Lord, I'm just asking you that you would quicken every person that's in this building today by your word, from the youngest to the oldest youngest, in the name of Jesus. If you agree, say amen. Amen. Prepare to get quickened. Is that okay? Be ready for the word of God to hit your heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Donnell. You're doing an awesome job. Appreciate you. Hallelujah. Exodus chapter 13, verses 21 and 22. And use these big screens. They can put up some nice screens for me, so, man, I can read now. Hallelujah. Read all day long here. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, to go by day and night. He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night, from before the people. This is when they were just coming out of Egypt. As soon as they walked out of the gates of Egypt, walked out of the whatever they had there, the highway of Egypt, as soon as they walked out, all of a sudden what shows up is this cloud. Cloud by day and fire by night. Folks hadn't seen it before, but they'd check it out, man. Look at this, man. This, and wherever that cloud went, those folks followed it. Is that okay? That cloud was leading them. How many say, everybody say leading. It was leading them. It was taking them to where they didn't know they were going. Is that right? All they know, we're following Moses, and what Moses is doing, he's following the cloud. Is that crazy? That's cool. Did Moses know where he was going? Not a clue. Didn't have a clue. Do we know where we're going? I'm telling you, he said, seriously, we really don't know. We really don't have a clue. All that we know is that we got some great things coming up, and then we'll be in heaven. But as far as this earth is right now, we've got it. How many of you got a clue where you're going? Yeah. Not very many. I mean, do you guys have hands? I don't see very many hands in here today, man. There you go. Yeah, praise God. Hallelujah. I like this. Didn't know, but all of a sudden there's this cloudy pillar astrocumulus, is that what that is called? Astrocumulus cloud right in front of them. And then Moses said, wait till night. Wait till you see this thing at night, man. You're going to like it. Gets a little dark and this thing starts to glow. Gets darker and all of a sudden it looks like there's this column of fire. Isn't that cool? Isn't that cool? How would you like to see that today? God, just show it to us once in a while. Lord, let that fire, let that cloud rest on us here, even right now. But you know what, Lord? At night, light it up, Lord. Amen? You know, it will be an attraction in town. Is that right? Bigger than Jim Click's balloon over here. Never mind, never, whatever that is. Praise God. Yeah, praise God. Anybody related to Jim Click? No, good. Praise God. Don't tell them. Hallelujah. Exodus 14, verses 19 and 20. This is where not only did this cloud lead them, but it also protected them. It says, and the angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them, and the pillar of the cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. And it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. And it was a cloud of darkness to them, but it gave light by night to these, so that the one came not near to the others all night long. So what happened? Pharaoh has a change of heart after he let them go. He says, you know what, guys, go wipe them out. Go bring them back or do something, but get out there, and got his soldiers out there. So they come after him. By this time, Moses had led the children of Israel close to the Red Sea, and they really were trapped. And I mean, like the Ten Commandments, the movie with Charlton Heston. I like it. One of the parts that I like, he says, well, that Moses ain't a very good general. Is that right? Because he had brought them up where they were trapped by the sea. So he thought. But this statement right here says, the scripture right here says that God placed that column, took it from in front of them where they were going, and went to the back of them, and it all of a sudden became this wall around them. They were protected by it. So this not only did the presence, and this cloud and this pillar by night represented the presence of God in their lives. Is that right? Being led and now being protected by this presence of God. Hallelujah. Can I tell you, that's where you're at right now? God's presence is watching over you, leading you, well, trying to lead you. Come on. I'll say trying to lead you, but also protecting you. Is that right? The presence of God. Hallelujah. Some folks won't get in airplanes. Why not? They crash. What goes up must come down. Is that right? But you get in an airplane, I'm going to tell you something. That whole plane is protected. You get in there, man. It's okay. Fear no evil. Praise God. Where'd that come from? I don't know. Hallelujah. Protected by God. God's presence. The pillar, cloud by day, fire by night. Man, hallelujah. I love it. Exodus 14, 19 through 20. Did I just give you that one? I did, huh? Exodus 40, verses 33 through 38. Let's look at these. Now, while they're in the desert, every night and every day this cloud is showing up. And it's hanging around. But there's no specific spot for it. All they know is that cloud, when it moves, we get up and go. And when it stops, that's where we park and we stay and we'll set up camp. So they're looking at this. But God tells Moses to build a tabernacle. So God gives him all the plans. Here, I want you to build this tabernacle. Make it according that exactly the way I showed you in the mountain. He says, build it for me. Because God was always looking for a place to dwell with his people. Do you know that? God's always looking for a place to dwell. He always wants to spend time with you. He's always, and same as he wants to spend time with you and speak to you and show you things. Same as it was in the Old Testament. There's no difference. Can I tell you that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever? He doesn't change. So if he wants to spend time with you today, he also wanted to spend time with them. I mean, that's just who God is. So here the scripture is that Moses reared up this, or built this tabernacle, and it says, and he reared up it, the court and round about the tabernacle and the altar and set up the hanging of the court gate. So Moses finished the work. Then a cloud covered the tent of the congregation. All of a sudden, he finished it. You see where it says Moses finished the work of building it? You see that? And it seems to me like God is excited to get in. Do you know what I'm saying? Look at the words. It says, then a cloud covered the tent of the congregation. It's like saying, watch out, man, I'm coming in. I'm coming in. I'm going to get in there. And he says, the cloud covered the tent of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Isn't that cool? I mean, just got it built. Hadn't even tested it yet. God says, watch out, boys, I'm going in. God gets in there. Gets in there so much that it says, and Moses was not able to enter. And that's cool. I like it. I like how it's, let me just read it. And Moses was not able to enter into the tent of the congregation because the cloud abode thereon and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Woo, come on. God was excited. Let me in. I'm coming in. Hallelujah. Oh, man. God couldn't wait to spend time with his people. Oh, can I tell you, he's that way with you. Can't wait to spend some time with you. Just let me in a little bit and I'll come in and I'll spend time with you. Praise God. This is, and when the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle, the children of Israel went onward in all their journeys. But if the cloud were not taken up, then they journeyed until the day that it was taken up. For the cloud of the Lord was upon the tabernacle by day, and fire was on it by night, in the sight of all the house of Israel throughout all their journeys. This cloud. And notice that it says once again, we're going to read it one more time just so you can, but it, that cloud, every time it moved, they moved. When it stopped, they stopped. They didn't go unless that cloud moved. There's one place where God tells, where God's a little upset with the children of Israel, but Moses tells them, Lord, if you don't go, we're not going. We will not move unless you're moving, Lord. If you don't go with us, we ain't going anywhere. How many of you say amen to that? I'm going to tell you something. I don't do anything that God doesn't, that I haven't been instructed from God to do. I don't do anything like that. I know it might make a little of you, some of you maybe a little impatient with me. Is that okay? But I just will not step out on my own. It's too important to me to follow the Lord. Is that okay for you? Praise God. It's just too important to me to hear what God is doing and walk in those steps. Just too important. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's move on to Numbers. And then there's some things in this one. Numbers chapter 9, verses 15 through 23. And it says, on the day that the tabernacle was reared, up, the cloud covered tabernacle. Basically going over what we just talked about, the day it was reared up, the day that Moses finished it, that cloud came in and was stood over that tabernacle, which is cool. The cloud covered the tabernacle, namely the tent of the testimony. And at evening there was upon the tabernacle, as it were, the appearance of fire until the morning. So it was always. Everybody say always. Always. Always the presence of God, always. The cloud covered it by day and the appearance of fire by night. And when the cloud was taken up from the tabernacle, then after that the children of Israel journeyed. Same thing we've been talking about. When the cloud was taken up, they moved. And in the place where the cloud abode, there the children of Israel pitched their tents. Verse 18 says, at the commandment of the Lord, the children of Israel journeyed. And at the commandment of the Lord, they pitched. As long as the cloud abode upon the tabernacle, they rested in their tents. What'd they do? They rested. They rested. Everybody say rested. I want you to say it again. Say rested. Rest. How many of you like rest? How many do you do like? How many, all of you like rest? Is that they rested in their tents, and when the cloud tarried long upon the tabernacle, many days, then the children of Israel kept the charge of the Lord and journeyed not. Don't go without me, is what God said. So they didn't move. And so it was when the cloud was a few days upon the tabernacle, according to the commandment of the Lord, they abode in their tents, and according to the commandment of the Lord, they journeyed. And so it was when the cloud abode from evening to the morning, and that the cloud was taken up in the morning, they journeyed, whether it was by day or by night that the cloud was taken up. They journeyed. Or whether it were 2 days, listen, 2 days, or a month, or a year, that the cloud tarried upon the tabernacle, remaining thereon, the children of Israel abode in their tents and journeyed not. Is it making that point over and over and over again? Can you hear it? If that cloud didn't move, they didn't move. If it moved, they moved. They journeyed, all these words. And then it says this, and they journeyed not, but when it was taken up, they journeyed. Verse 23 says this, at the commandment of the Lord, they what? Rested in their tents. At the commandment of the Lord, they journeyed. They kept the charge of the Lord at the commandment of the Lord by the hand of Moses. Did you see where it said if it was up in the morning, they would get up and go? Next morning, if it went up, they would get up and go with follow it. But if it lasted for 2 months, they would stay there for 2 months. Is that right? Is that what it said? Or if it lasted for a couple of years, how many know they spent 40 years in the desert? If it stayed there for a couple of years, they stayed there. What were they doing when they were staying there? What were they doing?
Resting.
Resting. Isn't that cool? What are you guys doing? We're resting. Resting? What are you doing? We're resting. 2 years of resting, Lord. Come on, man. Rested. Once again, I'm going to ask you a question. How many like to rest? Hallelujah. Are you getting good rest? Let me just ask you, are you getting good rest? Rest. Hallelujah. Let's say this. No, I'll save that later. Praise God. Benjamin Franklin. How many of you guys like Benjamin Franklin? The inventor? Is there an inventor? Benjamin says this. He that can take rest is greater than he can take a city. Is that cool? Do you know how important rest is to you? Ask any physician and they will tell you rest is essential for physical health. Is that true? How many know that? How many know that if you don't get very much sleep, you're not very good? Is that right? Is that cool?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Ask any athlete and they will tell you that rest is essential for physical training. Rest is essential for muscles to repair after vigorous training. Is that correct? How many know that? You got to rest. Rest, it helps. Rest is important to us. Is that right? How many guys know what the fourth commandment is?
Rest.
Rest. What does the Lord call it? The Lord calls it the Sabbath day. Is that right? God wants us to rest. How many of you going to say, yeah, okay, cool, man, but I'm too busy to. Does anybody ever fall in that kind? I'm too busy to rest. I got my time when I go to sleep, but sometimes it's not even a good rest. Is that right? I want to tell you, God wants you to rest. He wants you to rest. Just take it easy. I'm going to sit down. Right. Oh, yeah. That's good. That's nice. We'll rest. Can you imagine them resting for 2 years? 2 years. What are you doing all that time? I bet you they got to know their families real well. I bet you they got to know their neighbors real well. I think God had designed it that way. Joshua, is that your little boy? Yeah, it's him, man. Wow. What's his name? Tony. How'd you get him Tony? Oh, whatever, you know. But God designed us to rest. He wants us to rest. Well, we're talking about physical rest, but I'm going to tell you, God wants your spirit, your soul to rest. Is that okay? Do you know there's a rest for your soul? Is that right? Do you know that? Hallelujah. Let me see. Where's Aiden? Is he there? Aiden, come here. Going to give you a little demonstration here. Aiden, can you see that thing? Do you know how to rest? Show me how to rest on that thing. Ah, is there any other way? How does your dad rest when he gets home? Does he lay on it? Lay on it. No? Don't lay on it. You can lay down. Hallelujah. Anybody else? Where's there some more kids? Where's going to be some more kids? Where are they at? Where? Come here, man. Come here, man. Do you know how to rest? Do you know how? Show us how to rest. Thank you, Aiden. Thank you, buddy. You can go back. You can back. Show us how to rest. Oh, man. Here, hold on, man. Come on, come on. Let's pick up your head. Pick up your head. There you go. Now, come on back. There you go. There you go. Now, rest. You know, that's the word of Sabbath, repose. That's what it means to rest, to lay back, kick back, rest. Don't do anything vigorous. Is that right? Rest. How many say, does that look good to you? Man, that looks good to me. I feel like resting right now. How many of you guys think that? Everybody say, man, you know what? Henry, your voice is putting me to rest. Putting me to sleep. Thank you. What was your name again? Christopher. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it, man. Give Christopher and Aiden a hand. Praise God. Listen, God really does want you to rest. Hallelujah. But let me show you the spiritual rest that he has called you into. Hallelujah. Go to Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 30. Taco Sunday today. Praise God. How many of you guys? You guys want some tacos? Praise God. I'm ready for some tacos. Amen. This is what Jesus says. Come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Everybody say, give me rest, Lord. Say it again. Say it loud. Give me rest, Lord. Man, Lord, give me some rest, Lord. Hallelujah. How many, you know, a few weeks ago, I told you not to say anything to me like this. I'm tired. You guys remember that words? I said, don't tell me you're tired. Hallelujah. We're going to talk to you about rest. We're going to ask God to give you rest, great rest. Jesus says, come unto me, all that are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Who will give you rest? Jesus. He'll give you the rest. Huh. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find what for your soul? Rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Hallelujah. He wants to give you rest. God says, let me give you, Jesus says, let me give you rest. I want you, but you got to come to me. You got to come. You got to ask me for it. Is that right? Ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it will be opened to you. Ask me is what the Lord says, and I'll give you rest. Come to me. Hallelujah. Learn of me. Glory to God. He wants you to rest. What did John the Baptist tell people that Jesus would be giving them? People? Let's put that up. It's Matthew chapter 3. Matthew chapter 3, verse 11. This is what it says. This is what John the Baptist says. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that comes after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with what? With the Holy Ghost. And with what? And with fire. And folks, I'm going to tell you something. I know some folks get uncomfortable when I start talking about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Sometimes people will say, uh-oh, here it comes, man. Speaking in tongues, man. You know what? Hey, you know what? Do you know that you all speak in tongues already? Is that right? Come on, man. You're speaking in English. Is that right? Come on, man. So don't get so excited. Don't get so put out when I say baptism of the Holy Ghost and speaking in tongues. Hallelujah. Because what Jesus came to give, he says, he came, according to John the Baptist, he came to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And folks, I'm going to tell you something. In today's world, that's what we need. That's what we need. We need the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Did you know the baptism of the Holy Ghost is the rest that God has spoken about? Do you know that? Hallelujah. Let me take you this. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 28, verses 9 through 12. Take out these scriptures. Please write down these scriptures, and I want you to please take a look at these things, because as I was preparing this message last night, 1 o'clock in the morning, the Lord began to speak to me. He said, beg them, Henry, to hear what I'm saying about my Holy Spirit. Plead with them that they hear the message about the Holy Spirit and what he's here for and what he's here to do. I will, Lord. Here's verse 9 in Isaiah. It says, whom shall he teach knowledge and to whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Look at first thing that he wants to do is he wants to show you things and he wants you to understand things that from him. Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from their breast. In other words, those no longer babies, no longer children, but growing in the Lord. How many know that's what we're here for? You know, there's evangelists, pastors, teachers. Come on, give me some more. Evangelists, prophets, and one more.
Apostles.
To help you grow. Not to keep you low, but to help you grow in the things of God. Yes. Not to be over you, but to help you grow till you hear the Holy Ghost on your own. Is that okay? Is that right? Is that okay? Because a lot of you are pastors, teachers, evangelists, prophets, apostles. You might not even know it yet. Praise God. Hallelujah. He says this, them that are weaned from the milk, drawn from the breast. And then he says, precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept. Words. And what's he talking about? What precepts is he talking about? He's not talking about the daily news. He's not talking about nightly news and the precepts there. He's talking about the Word of God. Precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. And then he says this. Now check this out. This is the speaking in tongues in the Old Testament. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, this is the rest. You hear that? This is the rest. This is the rest he's trying to give us, folks. This is the rest wherewith you may cause the weary to rest. This is the what? Refreshing. And then these last few words, but they would not. Do you hear me? So what I want to just say to you today is just consider what I'm saying to you and go to the Word of God. Look, I am not trying to get you to believe what I believe. That's not what I'm here. I am here to proclaim truth, to speak truth to you so that you can hear truth and go to the Holy Spirit and say, okay, God, I don't like the way he says it, but you know what? I'm going to ask you, God, is it true? That's all you got to do. And ask God with a sincere heart and allow him to take you into the Word of God. And you're going to find, you will find that he will show you. He will give you the truth. He'll show it to you. This is a rest wherewith you cause the weary to rest. Don't tell me you're tired. Don't tell me you're tired. Hallelujah. Can I say to you that if you'll learn this, if you'll learn about this, you're going to find that he will cause you to receive strength through this rest. My wife hasn't been sleeping well at all. How many of you guys know that? I think she's talked to some of you, some of the ladies. She has not been getting any sleep. No sleep. And I know what you're thinking. You snore, don't you? No, I don't snore. Yes, I do snore. But she hasn't been getting any sleep. But one thing she has been doing, and I think she has been getting up in the middle of the night and praying in the Spirit. And I know some of you are saying, oh, here we go. She's praying in the Spirit, 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 praying in the Spirit. Somehow, she's got strength for the next day. And I'll tell you why. It's what we're talking about here today. Strength. Check this out. Glory to God. Isaiah chapter 28. Verse 20. This is the same chapter, but Isaiah is talking about what he exposes here is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. He really does. The rest that God is trying to give to the body of Christ, the rest. And then he comes up, then in that same passage, he says, for the bed is shorter than a man can stretch himself on it, and the covering narrow than that he can wrap himself in it. Does that sound like a good night's sleep right there? The bed's too short, the blanket's too small. Come on, man. Will that keep you from sleeping? Absolutely would me. Man, my feet are hanging off. Oh, man, put my feet on, my head's hanging off. Hallelujah. Try to cover up, it's cold, and my feet are cold. Cover my feet, and my head's cold. I mean, it doesn't sound like a good, it's no rest. No rest. Why? Because they wouldn't. They wouldn't accept what he's been trying to give. Can I tell you something? Don't be afraid of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Don't be afraid of speaking in tongues. It's what God has given you to strengthen you, to build you. Whatever somebody's told you, I'm going to tell you something. I mean, you know what? I'm not telling you to throw it away, but I'm going to tell you to get back into the Word of God and begin to see what God's Word has to say about it and then make a decision. But don't keep going back to this guy's over here, this guy over here, this guy says this, this guy says that. Oh, this guy over here says this, says it's not of today, the apostles died with it. Come on. See what the Word of God says about it and receive the Word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on, man. Hallelujah. Isaiah 30. Verse 7. Isaiah in chapter 30, he's actually getting the Lord is actually speaking a word about the Israelites. How, if you read verses 1 and 2, and you're not, I don't want you to put it up, but if you read verses 1 and 2, he talks to them. He says, woe to them that cover themselves with a covering other than my spirit. That's what he says. See, God wants to cover you, but he wants you covered by his spirit. He wants to lead you, but he wants to lead you by his spirit. He wants to protect you, but he wants you to realize it's his spirit that watches over you and protects you. Hallelujah. And here in Isaiah 30, verse 7, he says, for the Egyptians shall help in vain. Who are the Egyptians in our world today? Those are the people that don't know God. They're not going to help you. Sometimes you'll get problems, you'll have some problems, and you'll go to a counselor. Or you go to, then you'll justify, well, I'm going to a Christian counselor. And you know what? Look, if there's any Christian counselors in here, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to hurt you, but I'm trying to bring out a truth to what the body of Christ needs to do. See, the Word of God says that a child shall be born. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. You need a counselor? You go to Jesus, nobody else. Nobody, you don't need man. See, the Egyptians will help in vain. He says, but and to no purpose. Therefore, I have cried concerning this. This is what Isaiah said. I'm crying this. Your strength is to sit still. Do you know that? Do you know that when you're trying to make a decision, your strength is to wait on God. Stay still. Let him speak to you. Don't move like in the Old Testament. Don't move till the Lord leads you. Don't move. Don't move. People are going to look at you and say, man, you know what? What's taking you so long, Roy? I'm waiting on God. Is it okay to wait on God? Amen. Is it okay? I'm going to tell you something. That's where you're going to find your strength. You're going to find strength there. Hallelujah. Their strength is to sit still. And I want to move to verse 15 in the same chapter. It says this. For thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest you shall be served, you shall be saved. Listen. Rest, he is talking about the rest given by the Spirit of God. In returning to God and rest, you will be saved. In quietness and confidence shall be your strength. And then this, he says it again, but they would not. Can I tell you something? How many times does the Lord have to say, but they would not? But they would not. But they would not. How many times you got to say that in your life? Well, you heard Pastor Henry preaching it, but they would not. You heard someone else preaching it, but they would not. You even saw it in your own Bible, but you would not. Can I tell you, God is trying to give you the rest that you're looking for, and it's in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Can I tell you, this church can be a headache. Can I tell you that? You can smile. You guys go, oh my God, here we go. Can I tell you that? This thing can be overwhelming. Can I tell you that? Is it okay if I say that to you? My place, I pray in the Holy Ghost. I pray in the Holy Ghost. And I see things and things happen and God changes things. See a young lady that's getting ready to leave to Virginia Beach, Virginia. Is that right? Telling us this morning, I couldn't even get up to make a sandwich. Couldn't even stand up. But now I'm standing. She walked all the way up to and walked all the way back, didn't you, Mary? Why? We seek Lord. We seek the Lord. I won't do this unless the Lord's in it. Pastor John won't do it unless the Lord's in it. And the only way that we get the wisdom that comes from God, men and women, it's by the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Spirit. Where's my wife? I was pushing her around pretty good. Come here. Come here, babe. I'm saying, this is what we do. We make decisions. God might be coming up to speak to you about something, and now all of a sudden you step forward. And God says, okay. So he comes up, and just he's starting to talk to you, and he steps forward again. I like pushing her around, so that... And then he comes to talk to you again, and you step forward. See, a lot of times, if you just sit still, just stay still, he can come to you and say, look, I love you, baby. Come on. Yeah. Do you understand? Do you hear what I'm saying? Folks, you know what? Be patient with God. Great patience. Because he will lead you. You belong to him. He's yours. Pray in the Spirit. Did this with the team this morning. My peripheral vision, I can see that in my peripheral. I know it's there. What praying the Spirit does for it, because you know everybody that loves God and says, you know, even though they say, you know what, I don't believe in that speaking of tongues stuff, it's a bunch of nonsense or whatever, man. But you know what? A lot of times the thing that God has for them is basically in their peripheral. It's there. It is there. But what praying in the Spirit does, it begins to bring that closer and closer. So that even though it's not to you yet, you begin to see it. You say, that's what I'm looking for. That's what I'm looking for. That's what I'm looking for. That's God. That's God. That's God. God has promised. That's the promise of God. You know why? I don't know how I know it, but because I have been praying it in the Spirit, God begins to quicken and it gives you great rest. It's just like that lot next door. I know it's God. I know God is saying, I'm going to give it to you as a park. It's going to be a park. We don't have it yet, but it's not in my peripheral. It's out here. It's where I'm out. I know what God's saying about that thing over there, because kids need a place to play. Is that right? And God knows that. He said, I'm going to give them a place to play. They don't need no hard parking lot to play football in. Amen? Come on, man. Do you see that praying in the Spirit is so important to you? Some of you might not like this message, but it's a good message. It's a good message. Because God is trying to get you to rest, his rest, the kind of rest he has for you. Pray in the Spirit without ceasing. Pray in the Spirit is what the Word of God says. Be led by the Spirit. How do you be led by the Spirit? Well, you're going to have to pray in the Spirit so you can be led by the Spirit. If you're not praying in the Spirit, all those peripheral things are going to be, well, I'll go over here. Well, no, I'll go over here. No, I'll do this. No, I'll do this. And you got no idea where you're going because the Holy Spirit isn't there. He said, okay, I'll follow you over. Okay, can I talk? No, I can't talk to you there. Okay, can I talk? No, I can't talk to you there. Will you slow down? God wants to lead you. You belong to him. Let him lead you. Let him lead you. Glory to God. Could you stand up? Hallelujah. I'm going to pray something very specifically. But after we pray, we're going to bring Pastor John and his prayer team up, and we're going to open the altars. If you want to just have somebody pray for you, if you've never been baptized in the Holy Ghost, I believe God's here to baptize you in the Holy Spirit. Jesus is here to baptize you in the Holy Spirit. If you've just wondered about it, be prayed for. God desires. For you to enter into this. Enter into the rest. He's been talking to you. In Hebrews it says that the children of Israel could not enter in because of unbelief. Don't be unbelieving. be believing. Say, God, if this is what you're saying to me, I want it. I'll take it. So I'm going to pray, Father, I thank you, Lord. John, you can bring your team up. Those are the prayer team. Father, I thank you, Lord, for everything that you promised in your word. Especially, Lord, the power of the Spirit to your children. Lord, I thank you, Father God. God, we are not seeking tongues. We're seeking you, Lord, and the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, have your way this morning. Father, have your way. Jesus, baptize everyone in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. As Paul said, I would that all spoke with tongues. Lord, I know that's your desire, that all would speak in the language, because it is you speaking through us. We thank you for it, Lord. We give you praise, glory, and honor. In your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. Thank you, Lord. Father, for those, Lord, that are in that gap, in that in-between, Father, I'm asking you, Father, that you would convince them by your Spirit, Lord. Let them know. Show them, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. If you agree, say amen. Amen.